Amy, take it away.
Okay. So yeah, thanks. Thank you all for being on this call. It really feels good to connect, especially with this group, because I think, you know, we have a history together. And for those of you who are new to this group, welcome. But it's nice to see some familiar faces, even if it's remotely, because these are, you know, as we all know, kind of surreal times. And so yes, Lisa and I originally, way back when we were planning this particular month's affinity group call, we had originally had Elizabeth White scheduled to come, and it turned out in the interim that she had a conflict, so she wasn't able to do it. And then I thought, well, I can step in and I can do some of the programming that I've done before. And then, you know, everything changed in terms of what was happening in terms of the COVID-19. So we are going to take this opportunity, as Lisa said, to check in with everybody. We're all across the country and even now international with Georgiana here. So we'd like to hear from people just in terms of what's going on for them. We're really going to open it up, and I can certainly start it off, but what's going on for you? What's going on for your agencies? What's going on for your clients? And then just sort of see where it goes from there. And see if we can just be supportive to each other and maybe have some good tips for each other and just really provide some connection in these bizarre times. So if that sounds good to everybody, I'll get started. So what I can say briefly, and Divya is on the call, and she's from my organization too. Mm-hmm. So you can add in. Divya. We officially suspended services in Boston, JVS Boston, on Monday. It was a difficult decision, I think, for lots of reasons. We have lots of programs, lots of constituents, lots of employers. And it was, we were pleased that the decision came, or personally, I'll say I was pleased that the decision came down, because you know, we were all pretty concerned. And Boston is, I think, considered a hotspot right now. Mm-hmm. Boston is we're all a little worried about that. And we want to, you know, do all that we can to protect everyone, ourselves and everyone. So we are officially closed. And what we're figuring out, we're in the process. The organization is figuring out what that means and what that means for service delivery. We are going to, our website says we've suspended services, and that, and our phone messages basically say you can be in touch and someone will get back to you. So we're in process of figuring out what we're offering. And I'll say more about that as other people talk too. Personally, I'm at home working remotely. My husband is a teacher and he's off for a while, so we're together, and my sons are in their respective spaces, and they're also not working. So, you know, I'm busy with some clients. And the one last thing I'll say before I turn it over, maybe I'll start with Divya as the next person just to follow up on Boston, is I have had some remote client calls with individual clients. And these are people who were really ramping up their job search. They were they're older workers. They're ramping up their job search, and basically, they're in a position where they have to obviously think differently about what that means to ramp up your job search at this particular moment in time. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about things like building a better base of information and building up your networking resources and really being prepared when you go out and talk to people. And of course, talk is remote now, but trying to scale back in terms of expectations around what's gonna happen in the next short term, because people don't know what's going on and everyone doesn't know what's going on. So it's been an interesting conversation. I'd be curious to see if other people are talking with their clients as well. But, you know, trying to balance the realities and the possibilities, because right now possibilities don't seem like they're very great. And I think we have to be realistic about that. So that's what I'll say just as an overall kind of way to think about it. And I hope other people will share similarly or in more extensive ways or whatever they want to share. So yeah. Olivia, are you okay with going next?
I'll jump in. So I work with Amy at JBS part of the time, and I'm also attached to a social services agency. I'm sent out on contract to work there. So JBS made the decision, I think late Sunday night, to work remotely. The social services agency made the decision Monday through Tuesday to work remotely. So I'm working with two groups that are figuring out how to get their staff set up to work remotely. I am set up here. I've got two kids unexpectedly home from college, so just navigating that. Set up my dining room right now. We'll probably set up in the basement over the next couple of days just to have a truly quiet space. In terms of clients, I actually work with a lot of clients that are elderly, actually, people that are 55, 60, 65. Many of them have health concerns, so it's a really challenging time for them at this point to think about launching a job search. So I think the strategy is, let's just, you know, prepare you a little bit. Let's, you know, tweak your resume. Let's think a little bit strategically about where you might want to go, but think that, you know, it might not be best for you to really actively being, you know, going out and seeking opportunities at this very moment. That being said, I did have a client this morning I had a phone call with, did some interview prep. She has a phone screen this afternoon. So companies are hiring. It was through a temp agency. She posted her resume on Indeed and had a couple of people express interest. And, you know, and may well have some interviews coming up. Initially, it's a phone screen, so I did tell her to temper her expectations. They may be going through an initial phone screen, but the next round may not be happening immediately.
Right. I'll go next if you want. Beryl Canner here from JVS in Metro West in New Jersey. I feel like I'm working full time. I mean, we are working from home, my colleague Sharon Stern and I, who I don't think is on the phone. And, you know, I'm having the same calls and the same interviews with clients as if, I mean, I'd rather see them face to face. What I found this morning in particular is that I'm trying to both keep them emotionally supported, but to say, hey, you know, I happen to be a glass half full kind of person, and I don't want to sound obnoxious, but I said, let's take advantage of this time. You know, one client said she never had time to, you know, spend the time getting online and learning some, you know, practicing Word and Excel. So I said, let's use this time to do that. And another one has been researching places that I said, you know, we don't know when this is going to end, but when the time comes, hopefully you can hit the ground running. So let's put all those things in place that we always find that we don't have time to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if they want to do video, I actually, on LinkedIn, there is a, because I know how to get on to Zoom, but I'm not really good at setting up a Zoom call and all that other stuff. LinkedIn has a free Zoom class someone sent to me this morning. So when I get a break, I'm going to try to do that, even for myself. And then I said to my clients, you know, I'm old fashioned. I'm old, like what you just said, Divya, because I'm in that age category. And when you said old, 55, 60, 65, I went, oh my God, what is she talking about? I said, so I'm, you know, I've always avoided using technology. I've been at JVS for over 20 years and I've avoided using the technology. So this may force me to, you know, do more Skype interviews with my clients and that kind of stuff, and also them. So I'm trying to put a positive spin on it for them to use this time to do the stuff that they need to do. And also I have a son who works at Spotify. He's been phone screening and now going to have Skype interviews. So there are companies that are still, I mean, he's looking to hire to work for him. And there are companies that are still looking to do that. So we're trying to figure out the best ways, but I think that's the way I have to continue sort of functioning right now and for as long as we can. But we are seeing we're speaking to our clients and setting up appointments. I do the intake calls for our agency, and I between Monday and today, we've gotten three new people that I've now connected with me and my colleagues. So they're out there and they want to talk. We do a monthly job seekers program. Our next one was supposed to be April, whatever that first Thursday is in April, which we obviously canceled. So we're going to try to figure out, see if we can do some kind of virtual. I don't know if you can Zoom with 35 people. You can do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
I figured even just to send that out to them, if they just want to get on and connect with each other, just to make
it's them a great feel idea.
Like that someone else is out there and they're not all alone, because it can be very isolating. Right. So we're going to try to figure out, we're both a little technically challenged, so we're going to see what we can do and set that up and even just put it out there and say, hey, obviously our speaker's not coming, but you want to connect between 9:30 and 11:30 and everybody can just talk.
Except Meryl.
So
Meryl, your speaker can still come and can talk virtually.
Virtually, right. Well, actually, when we canceled with him, he said he was looking to see how to do a virtual presentation. So we still have 2 weeks till it was supposed to be. So if maybe we can figure it out before that. Absolutely.
Meryl, what's your population? You said, what's the typical population you work with?
Middle income, unemployed, 50 and older.
Okay.
I mean, we do have some younger clients. I do work with college kids and stuff like that, but that's our typical population.
Okay. College kids need a lot of help these days.
Well, so we were actually in the process of trying to design a revenue stream program for the current seniors, you know, whatever. And we had a meeting about that yesterday, and we talked about, well, they're all home. They're home from school. Maybe we'll do it virtually, but, you know, see how we set that up. So this is all new territory for us, but we weren't going to do that till May anyway. So when they were finished with the semester, so we're looking at it to see what we can do.
What about someone else?
Yeah. Thank you, Meryl.
This is Gary.
Go ahead.
And then you, Angelica.
Okay. That's fine. Go ahead.
Gary.
Yes. So what I'm doing is not waiting for our clients. Our clients are, you know, anywhere from recent college graduates, and I'm in Philadelphia, Jevs, and our IT system worked all throughout the weekend. I got to give them credit to get us all up really quickly remotely. And so I've been having a full caseload of clients that we had appointments scheduled through this week. So that's been good, continuing to just set reasonable expectations, but also be there just for the emotional support. And I've also, starting tomorrow, I'm going to be reaching out to my whole client list of like 50 people, not waiting for them to call me, because sometimes in a person's day right now, we have a lot of people who live alone that just one phone call for 15 minutes, and I'm giving everyone my cell phone that they could call me basically anytime to just allow them to know that there's someone else, you know, even thinking about them during their job searches seem to make a real difference to their day. We're also, as others said, you know, having people focus on things that they typically wouldn't have been doing in their job search. We have too many people over-relying on applying online jobs online. And now that those jobs are sort of disappearing a little bit, we've been working with people and creating specific language to network, to learn more about companies that they've always wanted to work for, to find out are there online certifications or other skills that courses that they could be taking right now. And we've been hoping that people, you know, will rise to the occasion, and that people who are working from home maybe will have that extra 15 minutes to do that informational interview, so that people will have the opportunity to get the information about, you know, we're telling people kind of do the job search the opposite way. Instead of going into Indeed and putting in the name of the job search, the job description, the title, start looking at companies and identifying what are the 20 companies you want to work for, and then working with us and our LinkedIn connections, seeing if we could also set them up with some of those informational interviews. And so far that's giving people, you know, we need to give people structure and an assignment and something to do right now. And for this week, at least, that seems to be working, and hope. Absolutely. Yep.
Well, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. That sounds great. Mm-hmm.
Where are you? So, Gary, do you have, are you living with anyone at home?
My wife is here. My daughter, who came home early from grad school, she was doing an externship at a hospital that had some positive cases. So they sent her home, and, but I'm in a decent house. So we do have the room to have an office and conduct what I need to do.
It's really impacted, you know, not just our clients, but, you know, ourselves and our families. And you have the rooms to, you know, have different computers and be in different places. But, you know, so many of the families, you know, really don't, right? So they're all on top of each other. There's one computer they're sharing with four kids. And it's just,
I think one thing also, it's important not to try. I think one thing that's important is I try not to, you know, compare. Like, my wife is currently not getting paid for her job and she's home. So, you know, the first thing you want to say when someone says something to you, their situation is a lot more dire. So it's important to listen to them and not really be sharing your own anxieties, which we all do have.
Right.
Right. So that's why we need places like this. If people want to share that stuff, please, please, you know, we want to let you have an opportunity. I just want to say, for those of you who cannot see, Lisa Smith in her back behind her, it looks like she's in a gym.
It's the attic.
You know. She's got all the
work. This is where I go, and my husband's in the basement. Okay, so yeah. And we haven't been on those that equipment in, I'm going to say, 7 years. Okay, so, but it looks good.
Yeah,
I should do it now that I'm staring at it all day. Anyway, Angelica, you're next.
So we're still open, and I came back to the office today for the first day, but I'll probably go back to working from home, just depending on what my doctor says at this point. But we have stopped clients from coming in officially starting this past Monday.
You're Clearwater, right?
What's that?
Are you in Clearwater?
No, we're in Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. I always think you're in Clearwater, yes.
So we are conducting all of our sessions either on phone or on Zoom with our clients. I have two staff members that are still coming in. They prefer to come in for now, but I've given them the option of working from home. And I find that I'm actually spending more time calming the fears of certain staff members than clients at this point, which is different from what I anticipated it would be. We are going to just gauge whether or not our clients would be interested in us proceeding with workshops online via Zoom. So we're sending out a survey today to all of our current candidates just to see if they would like to continue attending workshops virtually and see how that goes. Our only issue is that a lot of our candidates are not very computer savvy, and just to get them on Zoom might be a whole nother issue, but we'll see how that goes. And then what else? We're getting emails now from employers just saying that they're putting on hold any interviews. So any candidates that we've sent for consideration at this point, they won't be calling. Mm. Also, we have about three candidates that had offers on the table, but at this point it's on hold because employers are not actually bringing anyone physically in to start at this point.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of gauging it day by day just to see how it goes and see what the word from the agency is. But because we run food pantry and we deal with seniors and a very vulnerable population, Holocaust survivors, a lot of our departments have remained open and staff are still coming in.
Mm-hmm. So Angelica, for those of us who were on the call in the beginning, you're quite pregnant, you said, and you're going to the doctor. When are you due?
June 17th, yeah.
So, you know, it's a unusual time, right, to be bringing a baby into the world with all of this coronavirus. Do you think about that?
Of course. I was thinking about canceling the appointment today, but I don't know when I'm going to make it back to see her, so I'm going to go. And I do have two more kids at home, so they're home now, no school until at least April 15th, and I suspect it's probably going to last longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's keeping them busy and navigating everything at the same time. It's a bit challenging, but we're getting through. I'm optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm optimistic. You are optimistic. You've always been very positive, at least here. So.
So can I just ask a question related to what you just said? I wonder if people want to put in the chat box, are there any other places that are open, still open, and with anybody? Just let us know if you're still open, because I know a lot of organizations have closed or are not seeing folks. So Buffalo is open, okay.
Right, and I think some of the areas aren't as hard hit, right? So potentially... Mm-hmm. You know, some areas haven't gotten it, like Boston's the hot spot, or Bergen County, or Westchester, or mm-hmm. Seattle, of course.
But Teaneck is an interesting
Maryland, New Jersey.
Teaneck is open? Wow.
Jason said.
No, so, Jason, do you want to talk next?
Sandra.
Yeah, I'm happy to share what we've got going on. Jason Charnas calling from Detroit. I'll start with a quick answer to the most recent question, which is, we are, for the most part, open, though we have closed specific programs based on vulnerable populations. Community statewide, all of our schools are closed through at least the first week in April, but that's, of course, to be seen what happens beyond that. As an organization, we're open. I have staff of mine that are in the office. I am in the office. Separately, I have staff that are also working remotely, and it's something we're working on and trying to improve how we work remotely day to day. In terms of what programs and how that's affecting us, we run monthly workshops, typically one or two workshops each week, and those are currently postponed, canceled, because we're not bringing people in and meeting face to face. We have video cameras on all of our computers, and people with laptops, of course, have cameras. We have installed Microsoft Teams onto each of their computers. It's a Microsoft video conferencing system that we find that works really well, and are reaching out individually to each of the clients and job seekers, offering to continue to meet. We know that this is still an important time, and meeting and modifying how we meet by way of video, something that that we're continuing to modify as the process goes through. We sent out an e-blast a little bit ago to all of our past job seekers, career counseling clients that we've worked with, letting them know that we are open and available by way of video. People are going to start looking for work. They're being laid off or furloughed, depending on what type of industry they're in. And we want to make sure that we're available for them. When my staff have quiet time or downtime, which it is right now quieter than we'd like, we're really preparing, putting together workshops and preparing what and how we set ourselves up for when the big bulk of job seekers come to us. We know that they will. And really engaging with our community partners to make sure that they are aware that we're open and available to help with what we can.
So you're being very proactive, is what you're saying, which is
trying to be proactive, trying to keep busy. The concern, of course, is if we can't keep busy, that staff may be required to utilize vacation time or unpaid time. So I'm doing what I can here to get as much done and as big of a list of prepping that we can.
Very smart. You know, I wanted to ask Pam Day, and the only reason I wanted her to follow, if this okay, Amy, is because you said in the chat that you and your staff are working remotely. I know that's where Sarah is. Sarah wasn't able to be on the call today. She's one of the co-chairs here. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, Pam, what that's been like?
So we are all working remotely, except for our food pantry is open with restrictions. It's not the open food pantry where clients can come in. As I understand it, the food pantry it's boxed. So we have people working there, boxing things. Clients will pull up and pick up a box. In terms of the Career Development Center where I work, as I said, we're all working remotely. I've had a full schedule of client meetings. Most of those have been on phone. I haven't switched to Zoom yet, but if clients want to do Zoom, we will do Zoom or some other type of Google video or something like that. One thing I'd like to ask that I'm working on with a couple other colleagues is we're trying to help, if there is a need, helping clients navigate changes in unemployment compensation. Two different populations we work with, obviously, are, English-born speakers, which they won't have a harder time, but we have a lot of foreign-born. Trying to help those people navigate this process is very difficult because you can't physically be there to help them, do things online. So we're trying to figure out a way, if we can use Zoom or some other type of technology, if it's available to those individuals, and how we would utilize that best. I don't know if anybody else is getting involved with unemployment or not.
Let me just say, I'll just say very briefly in Boston, I know that we're ramping up to try to do that. I don't have an answer for you specifically, Pam, but I know that in Boston, we're concerned about that too. And we're actually, we may be training more of our staff who also don't necessarily have the same responsibilities, or things have diminished in other parts, mm-hmm. To be trained to assist people with that. There's a training involved, and then I'm not sure how it's going to be delivered, but there is some work going on with that. So I can't answer your question specifically. I just know that it is something that we're working on in Boston. Divya, do you know more about it than that?
No, but I did hear in the news today, and we're going to need to all be on board. I think Monday in Massachusetts, there were more unemployment claims filed than in the entire month of February.
Wow.
So I think we're all going to be, being to have to face this.
I mean, I will say in Pennsylvania, they did change the laws. There is a whole slew of information for COVID-19. They've waived a lot of the requirements, and they do have a very nice online tutorial. So if you haven't checked out your own state's sites, you might want to do that, because it looks like, at least from the PAN, they have been ramping up their efforts. But for those of us who work with populations who may not have access to this technology or may not be able to navigate things because of a language barrier, it's a little challenging, particularly since you can't sit down next to them and go through their documents and help them.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hi, my name is Kyra Crook. I'm with Jewish Family Services of Columbus, Ohio. And this is the first time I had an opportunity to actually join this meeting. And I wanted to say,
welcome.
Thank you so much. Hello to everyone. This is really wonderful, wonderful information. I'm loving hearing what's going on around the country. It seems that we're all honestly dealing with the exact same thing. I kind of wanted to share a little bit about what we are doing here in Columbus, Ohio, where it seems that a lot of the, you know, when they started shutting things down, when we stopped, you know, when they stopped the Arnold Classic here, it just seemed like it was a domino effect after that. But we serve a number of demographics here at Jewish Family Services. We service unemployed, underemployed, Holocaust survivors, seniors, refugees, new Americans, non-custodial parents, professionals. We are currently working remotely. However, there still are some individuals who are coming into the office for various reasons. Our senior and Holocaust team have been providing meals. They've been working with the JCC, the Jewish Center, to deliver meals, either provide meals. People can drive up and pick those up. They'll be either set in their back seat or in their trunk, or they have been taking meals actually to people's homes, and not just individual meals. If they have a family, they have been preparing and providing meals that would feed up, you know, like 4 to 8 people. There have been a couple of programs that we have been using that have been extremely helpful. One is Zoom, and the other is Teams. Amazing, amazing applications that can be used to better connect not only you with your clients, but you with other staff members. It's amazing. I have also been using Calendly. You may want to check that out.
What's that called?
Calendly.
How do you spell that?
It's kind of like calendar. C-A-L.
Put it in the chat after you talk. Maybe that
would be great. I sure will. Calendly. And Calendly is a way that you don't have to spend so much time on the phone or however you do it, setting a meeting with someone. You can set Calendly up so that people, you set it up and you put in there your available times, and you can just send people an email and they can select what time is best for them, and it automatically goes onto your calendar. So you just, you know, oh, okay, I have a 10 a.m. meeting. If you say you're available between 10 and 3, to, you know, removing the lunch hour, then you can use that time.
That sounds great. Lisa August from Buffalo just has been writing in there that she's been using it and it works well. It is,
yes.
I want to mention, I know you're still talking that Microsoft Teams, I don't know how many people are using it or know it, but every single affinity group has talked about how that has changed the way that the people that are using it has changed the way that they communicate with their clients, with their staff, that it really works well. I don't know it, but it seems
might say it is thebomb.com.
The only one.
Yeah, we're going to use that. We're implementing that in Boston.
I just wanted to say one more thing, that hospitals are hiring like crazy. So if you have individuals who have been laid off and they still want to work, and they have the skill set that's appropriate for a hospital, and it's not just doctors, it's not just nurses. Hospitals need people to work for them, and they are hiring. So
I reiterate that. My client this morning that had the interview, it was for a medical records clerk.
So Gary, did you want to talk? Or okay.
I did speak at first about how we were working remotely.
Right.
And providing the emotional support and working on networking strategies for informational interviews.
Right. No, I remember. It just looked like you were trying to talk. It's hard sometimes to tell when you when there's no camera. But
sorry about that.
Can I interrupt Lisa for a second? I wanted to give also just Kira and Gary. You were really helpful in talking about your what's going on with your organizations. I just wanted to give you a chance if you want to talk about how you're doing. Just personally, how's it going for you? If you want to, don't feel like you have to. Just want to give you that space if you want to.
I actually think that, you know, never wanted to say this before, but work has been a terrific distraction. It's been absolutely helpful to be able to be helpful to other people, because I kind of feel like, you know, like I said, my wife currently isn't getting paid for her job, so that puts a little pressure on the household. But compared to other people, I really feel grateful and blessed. And therefore, being able to get on the phone with people, like I said, even if it's a 10-minute emotional support call, you get off and you really feel good about yourself. So I'm really thankful that our organization is allowing us to work remotely and continue to provide these services, because they're so critical. And I know also, you know, if anyone, I mean, I think all of us at times feel underappreciated for what we do. I think in the coming months, our services are going to be so critically important to getting even former business owners who need to maybe find a new profession up and running again. So I'm looking forward to the challenge of really being an important piece of that solution.
I think you're so right.
Thanks. And this is called, this call is just terrific. So thank you.
Great. Lisa
said
that she wanted to talk next.
But I wasn't sure how to raise my hand, so I.
Yeah,
I just thought I'd offer.
Lisa, hold on. Amy wants to say something.
I just want to just let Kira finish up. If she had any thoughts about how she's doing in general, and then go ahead, Lisa. But go ahead, Kira. Do you want to? Am I pronouncing it correctly, Kira?
I'm sorry. It's Kyra.
Kyra. Okay.
Like hi, Kai.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, thank you so much for asking. I'm doing amazing. I think the lady mentioned earlier that she's kind of a half, you know, half cup half full person. I'm definitely a cup at least half full or three-fourths full. I'm always trying to find the silver lining, and I try to encourage other people to do so. Just, you know, if I can't do anything but model it. But I honestly, I'll be very honest with you guys. I have been on the work from home bandwagon for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And now people are forced to do it. And many people are seeing the advantages of it. You know, it doesn't work in every situation. I'm very clear on that. And it doesn't work all the time. But right now, as people are saying, it's really not as difficult as, you know, as it's been made out to be. And I appreciate this time. I'm very, very grateful in that my home situation is thus that, you know, I have a home office. So I realize that's not everyone's story. But for me, I get out, get some air when I can. I've been looking up chair yoga on YouTube, and I'll do that every now and then, you know, because I'm getting to that age. I can't necessarily do the regular yoga anymore. But enjoying my grandkids. My granddaughter called me this morning, and she had gotten herself all dressed up, which is pretty hilarious, to tell her mother happy birthday. And she took the phone in so that we could sing happy birthday and understand I'm in Columbus, Ohio. They're in Spokane, Washington. So I appreciate all of our technological advances. It's awesome.
Terrific.
And thank you for asking.
Great. Thank you for sharing. Lisa, let's hear from you.
Hi, everybody. Lisa August from Buffalo. For those of you who, well, the majority of our business is either private pay counseling or state vocational rehabilitation, and we're trying to work through this in a couple of different ways. The private pay clients that I can see remotely, I will. The state vocational rehab clients, the work that I do, which is more counseling and assessment, the state has said must be delivered in person. So, and that's true, especially if there's assessment, but if it's somebody that I've been working with for a long time, we could work very well remotely, but the state has said, again, no, we can't do that. Our placement services can be delivered remotely for state voc rehab. Our agency,
have you gone back to the state in light of coronavirus and found out?
Well, that's the guidance they've issued under coronavirus. Okay. They issued a memo saying, this is what you can do and this is what you can't do remotely. So,
You froze on us, Lisa.
Oh, sorry. I hope that, I don't know how to unfreeze it.
You're unfrozen now.
Okay, good. Our resettlement is open. We're getting an arrival this week. Our mental health clinic is trying to switch to telehealth. Our health home.
I think that sometimes on these kind of calls, when you're at home, the broadband, you're
in the glitches, right?
Doesn't work as well.
Sorry, I don't.
You're back, but it's
spotty. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah. That's okay. I'll pass then.
Well, you know, potentially you may, when you do these kind of Zoom calls, have to go to a different place in your house, and sometimes you have
this
to
usually figure a good out place.
Best spot.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you've got. You know what you can do and you know what you can't do. And, you know, I don't know if you want to go to these, you know, to go work with the people in there, wherever they're working, because you don't want to get coronavirus. I don't know if that's part of you're not wanting to go in person to meet with clients. Are you talking? She's frozen.
No, Lisa? No,
she's muted.
What?
Yeah, unmute yourself, Lisa.
She's muted.
Unmute yourself.
There we go. Hopefully it'll work. If not, I'll type some things in the side. No, the state has given us guidance for state vocational rehabilitation that I have to see them in person. The issue is that my locations, my office is open, but I see people in outlying counties, and the places where I see clients, for example, cooperative education centers and high schools, they're closed. So I can't. I've got somebody that's, an hour away. They don't want to come to the city of Buffalo. I normally go there to see them, but the place I see them is closed, so I can't see them. And the state says I have to see them in person. So I'm a little stuck, and they're a little stuck. But what I am doing is, like Gary, I'm checking in with everybody, and trying to do what I can by phone. I'm happy to use video technology, but
it doesn't always work.
It's tricky.
Right.
They won't allow you to. We get it.
Yeah. So personally, I'm doing fine. My husband works remotely, but we both have workspaces, although I'm in the family room, which is fine, but we both carve out, you know, work space just fine. But I'm adjunct faculty at Canisius College, and I teach public speaking. So converting a public speaking class to online, real challenge. So for me personally, that's one of the things that I have going on elsewhere. I have a lot of writing to do at home for my day job, a lot of report writing. So we're making the best of it. We're trying to do what we can and staying attached to clients. We don't do any workshops. Everything's individual. So whatever we can do to reach out to people, we are doing. And I love hearing about what everybody else is doing, and I'm glad we had the call today.
Terrific.
Thank you.
So who wants to share next?
Can I jump in?
Sure.
Because yes. I got to go. I got to run a 2:00, and I got to get some materials together. So. I just say that I think the call is great. I like I said, I had a lot of stuff to do, but I'm trying to err on the side of faces and people and check-ins and things like that. Gary and I work together, and he echo the message that we're trying, you know, to call and talk to people and ask them first how they're feeling, and our staff first how they're feeling, and that they're okay. Everybody's worried about their pay and their hours, and they're going to get pulled sick time, and how are we going to do all this? And I just think we're in those days right now where we need to be people to other people, and, you know, get some smiles out of folks and stuff, and realize that everybody's trying to figure out whether get their feet under them, you know, just like what's going on with all this. And so the more we can do this, I got my own Zoom account now, and I'm doing all these Zoom meetings and doing all different things, and just trying to see other people's faces and get a smile. I'll give you one quick thing before I go, because this worked at the last meeting. And let me see if I can do that for everybody. Here we go. Let me get it going. I'm in my studio, so I can do a lot of stuff with the sound that's on these meetings and things. Let's see how this works.
Yeah, it's good. So, you know, Jeff, it's good. But wait, before you leave, I wanted to say, you said you got your own Zoom account and you've been doing all this. Is this new? Have you been doing it before? Because it's pretty easy to start up, right?
Yeah, once you set it up, once you go through it once and you learn how to copy the meeting and put it in an Outlook, people get different things. Like you can send it as an email, but it doesn't go on your calendar. I think what the trick is to copy the information from the Zoom page into a calendar thing and then send mm-hmm. a calendar. People accept it, then they have the link.
Right.
And the free one is limited to 40 minutes and certain amount of people and stuff. And so you can get one that is unlimited or more and more. Add things to it. I'm still figuring out the chat and share my screen and all right. these different things. And I'm taking that just as the advice I'm giving to everybody. It's like right now, hi, we're all here, we're hanging in, and then we'll figure out how to bring up spreadsheets and worry about money and stuff. We'll have time for that.
Right.
It's all
a learning. It's a big learning for us as staff when I first came on with doing Zoom, and for clients, right? So, but it's a good opportunity to learn. So I'm glad you told us that.
So maybe we don't have to wait another month. If everybody just wants to check in, I'm in. So I'll look for invites and things like that just for one of these, right? Anything. And everything's going to change every day. We're going to come up with, hey, I tried this, it worked. I tried this, it didn't work, and stuff like that. I'm sorry, I got to run, but nice to see you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Right, can I just actually, thank you, Jeff. That was great. And Meryl, if you have the LinkedIn link to the
instructional video
tutorial, for Zoom, if you can share that either on the chat if you get it, or with Lisa or myself.
All right, I'll figure out how to share it with you. No problem.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Thanks. That'd be good.
So Sandra, do you want to check in with us and let us know what's happening with you and where you are? And
sure. So I'm in Teaneck, and oddly enough, we're open.
Really?
Yeah, except staff who lives in Teaneck can't go in. So I happen to live in Teaneck, so I'm here in my dining room. But staff who doesn't live in Teaneck is in as of yesterday. I haven't spoken to anybody at the office today. I've been involved in doing some client meetings online. But we're doing the food pantry similar to what someone else said before. We're also pre-packaging bags, and we're leaving them in our lobby so that clients don't have to come up and go through the food pantry and select. I mean, they may not get exactly what they want, but we're trying to be as generous as possible and keep it as logistically feasible as possible. I know there's, it's a pretty much of a skeleton staff, but we're still operational. The clinicians are using something I think called Doxy, D-O-X-Y, is that familiar?
Doxy.me, yep.
Yeah, so they're using that for meetings.
Health counseling is what people use Doxy for.
Yeah, it's for counseling, right, because it follows all the HIPAA laws. Yep.
And it's free.
Yeah, always good. And then I'm using FaceTime or Zoom or just phone calls for my clients. And again, day by day, I run the career services program there, and I'm a little nervous about what the fallout of this is going to be. I don't know. I wanted to ask, somebody said something about hospital jobs opening up. The question is, are those finite temporary roles? Or are we talking about positions that people can step into long term? Because I think that's a big difference.
Yeah.
I think it's probably going to be, you know, depending on the hospital and you know, it's going to be very unique to the hospital, but hospitals are hiring. Mm-hmm. I know I have a cousin who just, who is in Charlotte, mm-hmm. and she was just hired on permanently. So okay. I just think it's, and we have reports at work here in Columbus, Ohio, that people are getting hired at hospitals. It hasn't been, you know, specified whether it's, you know, part-time or permanent.
Yeah.
But right now, people need to get paid. And I don't think this is really a time that if you do need a job, if you do need to support your family, don't worry about whether it's temporary or permanent. You know, if you can do something for the time being, especially if you're not eligible for unemployment benefits, then you may want to go ahead and consider, you know, doing a temporary job that may have been frowned upon previously, but in these times, we're doing things a bit different.
Right. I was just actually a client who is currently part-time, who's looking for full-time. So I would imagine she probably wouldn't want to leave a part-time role to go to a hospital, which may in fact be finite. So, but I guess every situation is different, as you said. Somebody else was going
to
say something.
Yeah, I did say a lot of the hospitals like to fill some of the admin roles temp to perm. So they'll often go through a temp agency and hire somebody. And then down the road, we'll convert them to full-time if it's a good fit.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Zoom video conferences give you and your team the...
Sorry.
So, yes, yeah, Sandra in TNEC, I'm in Bergen County as well. We're in Paramus. Mm-hmm. And TNEC has a mandatory... quarantine, right, for everyone?
It's not, I think it's suggested. It's actually mandatory. So you can go to the supermarkets. They don't want people going out between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m.
Right.
It's creepy out there anyway right now. But you can go to the supermarkets, but the supermarkets have limitations. You may have this as well, where right. only 25 people are allowed in at a time, and there are police outside, and...
It's so surreal. It's strange new times right
it's
now.
It's like we're having a weird dream and we didn't wake up yet.
Right. So.
Yeah.
I think Lisa in Buffalo here. I'm sure that the folks in the tri-state area and now Philadelphia will know about this. We've just had new restrictions coming out from the governor daily. I guess New York has the greatest number, the state has the greatest number of cases right now. So Governor Cuomo's been very proactive in putting in all new rules as we're talking about. And that's one of the things that's very uncertain. We're not really sure what's going to come along in any given day. He said today he's not going to issue a shelter in place. De Blasio said something about shelter in place, but then the governor said no. So it's one of the things that, you know, I it's funny. I really thought that my clients, around Monday, I was all like, my clients are going to need me. They're, you know, they're going to want to move things forward. My clients are kind of like, I got a lot on my plate right now. I'm okay with waiting for some of the things we're going to do. And I'm a little surprised about that. I felt, and it's not that they're not motivated. They're just feeling like, you know, that it's a little bit lower for them, maybe because the kids are all home or things like
that. It's a scary place now. It's different than it was a week ago. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm seeing it.
Hi, Kyra. Thank you for coming. Who is interested in talking to us next? Jennifer, are you?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our situation I think is mostly the same from what people have said. So our offices are open, but you know, we're not really encouraged not to visitors, so no one can come in. So we're working remotely for the most part, and so far I think that's going well. One of the things that I just wanted to add or kind of mention was I think we're going to do a lot more of checking in via like Skype or Zoom and different things like that for staff as well. And just making sure that people have a place to kind of talk about how they're doing and how they're feeling. And, you know, even for, even on the staff end of things, because this is very different for everyone, you know, in that situation as well. So we've set up kind of like different points to check in that maybe we wouldn't have had normally, just being in the office and being able to talk with everybody, but really be able to support the staff too.
And how many staff work with you, Jennifer?
So we have, I think in our department, we're right around 12 to 15, which is really two programs and different things kind of spread in different ways. But yeah, it's a good number of folks to just kind of make sure that we're all keeping in touch. And, you know, if anyone needs support or resources or different things that people are now finding out about, but not in the office to share or, you know, what have you.
Right.
Everybody in contact.
It's really very smart to do that on a daily basis, because you can feel, you know, as a staff, you can feel isolated and like you're doing things, you know, on your own. It's good to be able to bounce ideas off of your colleagues.
Right, right.
And, you know, if you haven't done that Microsoft Teams, you could potentially look into that, because...
Yeah, we do have Teams.
Oh, you do have Teams.
Yeah. So we'll use that as well, but...
Is that the mechanism you're using? That's the one you're using to stay in touch with everybody in the staff, right?
We're going to use Skype, I think. We have both, but so right now it's set up through Skype, and we'll see how that goes. We yesterday was really our first day of no visitors. People, you know, some people were home like Monday and Tuesday, but I think more people are home now. So we'll start with that tomorrow.
And this is Chicago.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another big city.
Yeah, we're just at the beginning.
And everything, and how are you? You have a family at home, or?
I'm good, yeah. So my husband is working from home as well, sort of every other day or so. He works in a smaller office, so can probably go in from time to time. And then my daughter's here too. She's 3.5, so, so yeah. That's fun. It's kind of its own, own entertainment and challenge.
Yeah, 3.5, 21. There, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, right.
No, I hear you. So who else is hasn't talked with us? Andy or Sheila or Jay?
Hi, Lisa. Can you hear me?
Who's this?
Hi, it's Elise. It's Elise. I'm on the phone from.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I couldn't connect online, but I'm with JFS in Somerset County, New Jersey, and. We are also officially open, although most of us are working remotely. Therapists are all working by phone, and I am as well, you know, reaching out to clients by phone. And it's interesting that I'm getting absolutely no phone calls and almost no emails. So I think somebody that mentioned that clients seem to be a little overwhelmed with everything else going on, I'm seeing that too, that they're, you know, canceling appointments, not, they just have too much on their plate right now to really work on the job search.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So how does that, you know, make you feel? I mean, are you feeling worried about that, or are you understanding of that, or?
Oh, I completely understand. I completely understand. And also, we're a really small agency. And I oversee a few programs. So, you know, I'm just shifting to some of the other things. I oversee the Holocaust Survivors Program. So we've had to ramp up some things there. So, you know, personally, I'm keeping busy, but I really want to, and today's really the first day that I'm working from home. So, so I really want to now start doing more to reach out to people.
Right.
And, you know, just do more check-ins now that I've sort of organized my space in my corner at the house, you know, at home.
Right.
I'll reach out more to people.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Andy from SoCal, JVS SoCal. I'm on telephone as well. Our team is working. We actually have an office in a public library here. So our team is still working, but we're closed to the public and doing what we can to encourage people to stay positive through this crisis. They really do appreciate us being here for them. That's just even if it's a 5-minute conversation, thank you for checking in. We are noticing our rapid response team, not out of this office, but out of another office, is really, really busy because a lot of people are being laid off already. And to do this during the crisis seems unethical, but it's happening. Yeah. Cruel. So we're reassuring people that we're here. We're actually reaching out to those people that are in layoffs. The layoffs primarily are in high-end retail and some of the restaurants. Obviously, they have a lot of people that can't work at this point because the governor has requires us to just have takeout. One of the places that I like to focus on with people is let's look at the opportunities during this crisis. What are the jobs that are there that are being developed, like some of the others had said? And delivery, although it's not a top job for many people, delivery is really in demand. Safeway in our area just said that they're hiring 100 people. Rapid response of many types, whether it's police or sheriff or hospital, any kind of rapid response, they seem to be hiring like crazy right now. So the spin that we're trying to put is, let's respond to this. And many of our clients, because they're looking for part-time work, are really eager to get involved to help. Mm-hmm. So this gives them kind of some mojo to motivate their job search and find something that they can contribute to.
So Andy, when you said Safeway, for those people that don't know, that's a grocery store, right? That's what you meant?
Yeah.
Big stores, that's a good idea. People are, buying groceries and they're being delivered.
And as Meryl put in the chat box, I also heard the news about Amazon hiring 100,000 people. I'm not sure where either, but because of their...
And I heard this morning, and maybe you all did too, that Facebook is giving away $100 million to small businesses they apply to, I guess, Facebook, go on their website, and to see how they can get some small business loans or to help them through this difficult time. So that's a lot of money. And if you know people with small businesses, you could let them know that. Anyway, Andy, how are you at home? Do you have anyone that you're sharing your home with?
Well, actually, I'm at the library now. So it's nice to be in the office. I find it to be a lot more productive because part of our responsibility is to, because we're in a public facility, we're, catering to people, just walk-ins that need our help. And so our efficiency has gone way up. And the time that I can spend talking with clients on the phone is, like I said, has been just something that we've had a lot of really positive feedback. Thank you for checking in. I didn't even think you guys would be working, is the typical response. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So, Sheila, I don't think you've talked to us yet today.
Hello. Hey. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So in Minneapolis, we have four career services programs. We have our dislocated worker program, which we're expecting will see an increase in, especially now that the state has relaxed some of the rules around unemployment and made it easier for people to get unemployment during this time. We have our Career Pathways program, which is focused on IT training, and all of our training partners have switched to online training as opposed to classroom training during this time. Our vocational rehabilitation, the state has so we could do all virtual meetings, so that's been helpful. And the same with our public, the people who are receiving public assistance, that program, they we can do some virtual meetings with them, and they relax some of the rules around documentation and getting things signed during this time.
That's great.
We have about, you
know what's happening.
Huh?
I said, you guys really know what's going on. I mean, you have all your systems set up and you know what you're doing.
Yeah, the response from all the different partners we work with has been great. Really very rapid response, yeah, all the way up to the governor's office. So that's been helpful. Today is our first day of everyone working remotely. Mm-hmm. So we set up a Google Hangout chat room so that the team members can just kind of chat during the day. And, you know, we went through the, what are you having for lunch, you know, kind of stuff. And that small talk really helps, you know, with people who are used to seeing each other. You know, there's like about 18 of us. So, yeah, so it's been an adjustment for us, but we're doing well.
So how did you start the Google Hangout chat? Is that easy to do?
Yeah, I just went to hangouts.google.com and started a group. And there's under the settings, you can invite people using a link. And I emailed that link out to my team.
That's great. I think we can do that at the network. Hangouts.google.com.
Yeah. I think to set one up, you have to have a Gmail account, right? But you don't have to have, you can come on to a Hangout without a Gmail account. But I think to set one up, you have to do it through Gmail. Am I wrong?
I believe so. I think you have to have a Google account to set one up.
Okay. Yeah. Set up with. So did anyone else have a Google Hangout account for their staff and themselves? But potentially that's what the Microsoft Teams does too. I think it's the same.
Right. Yeah. Right. We don't have Microsoft Teams because we're not using 365.
Right. Okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you worried about your clients moving forward?
Not yet. The part that's really difficult right now is we don't know how long this is going to last.
Right.
And so staff and clients, they're all feeling that uncertainty, like, okay, if this is like a couple weeks, I can ride this out because, you know, we get bad snowstorms and stuff, you know, and like we can hold out for a while. But when they're starting to talk about, you know, 6-8 weeks or longer, then people are starting to get really nervous. Like, what does this long-term look like for income and for services and everything? So, and then people who are unemployed, you know, that companies just aren't hiring like they normally would because the whole economy is kind of in this weird tailspin right now. So other than the places that are essential services that need to keep running, other places are either reducing hours or closing or laying off or, you know, and so there's concern about the stability for some families.
Yeah. So true. And I guess that's what everyone is concerned about and worried about. You really summed it up perfectly.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe I can use that and start and every affinity group with that. Anyway, Amy, I didn't know if you wanted to. Did we get to everyone?
Did everybody have a chance to speak? Did we miss
No, I think everyone did.
Okay.
And people had to get off the phone over the course of the past hour and 15 minutes, and they said goodbye. If you want to read the chat, you can do that on your own, of course.
Right, but if some people don't have are just doing it by phone, here's another one. Meet.google.com is great. Doesn't work properly on the Mac browser. Best to use Firefox or Chrome if you're on an Apple device. Okay, so there's another one. I'm trying to keep track of all these, so maybe I can meet.google.com. Okay.
Send it to me and I'll send it to people.
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll get Lisa the list. I think this was really helpful for me, not only to see some faces and to hear some stories, but I think, I don't remember who said it. It was, it might've been Gary or Jay. I think it might've been Gary about just being able to have this opportunity again is, just to connect with people who are going through the same thing is always really helpful, and to hear how people are doing with it. So I took away a couple of things. I wanted to share these and just give you a little bit of an overview. One is I heard people really being very proactive, which was really, really good. I heard people taking the time to do some of the education or the technology training or the informational interviewing, the kinds of things that people don't always take the time to do, but now having the opportunity, this is sort of using the time wisely. I heard that. I heard a lot of technology resources and people trying to ramp up with those, and we're going to try to get those to you. I'll give Lisa a list of what I heard and share that with you. I heard the importance of self-care for staff. That's really critical. And I also heard that maybe we want to try to meet, I don't know if NJHSA has the capacity, but maybe try to meet a little more often to just see if we could check in. And, you know, we have next month, we have a date for our next meeting, but, you know, if people want to try to connect sooner, we may try to, I'll advocate for that and speak to Lisa further. But, you know, just to have a chance to bounce some things off as things move in whatever direction they're going to move, because it is so uncertain and we want to, you know, just stay in touch. On that note, I do want to say that unfortunately my co-chair Sarah wasn't able to be on today, and you heard from Pam what was going on in Pittsburgh and some of the issues around unemployment, and people are really in a tizzy, understandably, and so she had to deal with that. So just wanted to let you know that I hope that Sarah will rejoin us. And then Lisa, do you want to say a word about the conference?
So maybe you all saw the email yesterday that we have canceled the conference in Dallas, May 3rd to 5th, of course. And we are hoping to have it virtually. We're figuring out funding, refunding, all of that. We're also figuring out timing. Amy, you don't even know this. We're wondering if it's the best to have it May 3rd to 5th when people are concentrating on what they need to do for their community. So we may push it back a little bit. So everything's sort of in the air. We have such great and so many wonderful workforce development sessions. You know, we really pushed for it because the last conference there weren't as many, and so we reached out to all of our workforce development agencies and said, look, if you want these kinds of sessions, then you got to submit some. And we got a lot, and it was really very full. So we don't know what's happening, but we know that there's workforce development sessions available for you, and it will be online, and hopefully people will be able to come and choose which ones they want to go to. Maybe you'll come for all of them, maybe you won't, I'm not sure. So we're having it, we don't know when, and we don't know where, but it'll happen. And you'll just be on the lookout for information, because we'll be sending it to you probably by the end of the week.
Thank you. Okay, so yeah, basically the messages will be in touch and keep you posted on everything. So just as a reminder, if people are looking at their calendars, the next time we're planning to connect is on the 22nd of April, but we will be in touch about that as well. And thank you all for being involved with this call and for sharing both information and what's going on for you personally and for your organizations, and stay in touch with us and stay well and stay safe.
Lisa had one question after you just made that fabulous ending. So talk to us. Okay. You have to unmute yourself.
If I have a specific question that I want to send out to the group in between meetings, what's the best way to do that, and you send it to everybody?
Well, here's the thing. We have this workforce development
Facebook group. My question was about asking a question.
But not everybody has joined it. So
right.
Some people don't have Facebook, so I'm not sure that's the greatest. So I have sent the invitation to you, right? You have everyone's emails on the invitation. You can just reply all and CC me so I know what's going on. That works, right? And you can tell everybody to just send the email back to you if you want, or
me directly instead. Okay, great. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you all for being
sorry to interrupt your.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Stay strong.
Take care, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye, Amy. I'll talk to you soon.
What'd you say?
I'll talk to you soon.
You
bye, Amy. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, do you have to get off?